For most of his professional life, Steve Howard has either been running for elected office, serving in it, or lobbying politicians in the Vermont State House. That experience should serve him well in his new job as executive director of the Vermont State Employees Association, where Howard says the union's approximately 5,400 members want to exert increased influence over the electoral process.
Trying to elect pro-labor candidates and help them win the elections and engage our members in not just voting for candidates who will stand up for the interests of working Vermonters, but helping them become part of the boots on the ground.
Howard, a Democrat, served a total of 6 terms in the legislature and ran unsuccessfully for lieutenant governor in 2010. Howard says the union's attempts to fill the House and Senate with pro-labor candidates reflects the new face of a union that is adopting a more assertive, activist approach to all aspects of organizing.
I see this labor movement as growing, more powerful and strong. We're changing strategy because we've been under assault for so long. That we're just not going to sit by and allow that to continue without some new energy and new focus.
On the political front, Howard says the union aims to influence the outcomes of elections not only by spending money through its political action committee, but by enlisting members to conduct the grassroots field organization Howard says will be needed to win some closely fought House races this fall. Howard says the union also plans to continue its push to improve conditions in the workplace. He says that state employees have come to realize that they have the power to change aspects of government not related to items negotiated as part of the collective bargaining agreement.
Things like parking, things like the temperature of your workspace, issues like earned sick leave. You can mobilize on behalf of the temporary workers who you know are working beside you with working full-time with no benefits.
Howard says the union is also committed to growing its membership, beginning with the deputy state's attorneys, victims advocates, administrative assistants, and other employees that staff the state's county courthouses. Howard says the VSCA will also continue its work with another union to organize approximately 800 staff members at the University of Vermont. Howard most recently served as legislative director for the VSCA and says the union has several unfinished battles in the State House, including minimizing government's use of private contractors and ending what he says is an over-reliance on temporary employees. The new executive director says the union will also be involved in the debate over single-payer health care, where the VSCA will launch a push to make the state employee health plan, among the best insurance benefits in Vermont, the standard for the new system. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.